Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. Today I'm sitting in for Dustin again. With me across the table is the great one, Greg Pickle. We've got an hour of Penn State football talk. You ready for another day of this, Greg?
Let's do it. Absolutely.
You ready to put up with me for one more show?
Four more to go. Let's do it.
All right. Well, here's what we have on tap for today. Quarter number one, we're going to do our stock report. Stock up, stock down. With last weekend's game, plenty of ammunition there, right?
Absolutely.
Quarter number two, we're going to take a closer look at the Big Ten picture. I'm going to be real curious to see what you have to say about the Big Ten West.
Okay.
Except, ugh. Quarter number three, we are going to do our look ahead to the Michigan game. I'm also going to be curious on your take on that game and your prediction. Finally, in quarter number four, we're going to do something new. With all due respect to the TV show Family Guy, we're going to have our own segment of What Grinds My Gears.
All right.
Or What Grinds Greg's Gears. Love the alliteration. So everything and anything you want to complain about, Greg, that will be your chance.
I can't wait.
And maybe a few of the items will be about college football.
That's
also, right?
Yep.
And by the way, if you don't understand the reference, go Google it, YouTube, Family Guy, Grind My Gears, you'll know what we're talking about. All right, time for stock up, stock down. Where do you want to start, up or down, Greg?
Let's start with up.
All right, who you got?
All right, my first stock up is to Trace McSorley. I know it wasn't his best game, but yet again, he proves that he will do anything to help his team win. I mean, this is a guy that's simply no matter how hard he gets hit, no matter how many times he goes down, he finds a way to endlessly get back up. And I know he missed some time in this game, but he eventually came back, busted off a 51-yard run on a leg that was, clearly not 100% to help Penn State to victory. I mean, you talk about a guy that just, endlessly, Jim, finds a way to will his team to win no matter what the circumstances are. He just continues to impress.
Really, I'll tell you what, Greg, one of my least favorite things, and when announcers talk about things like he's a winner, he's this, he's that, I just think it's ridiculous. However, all of that is true about this kid.
Yeah.
Winner is the best way to describe him. He finds a way. Plus, how in the world could he take as many hits as he has with this team and he doesn't get hurt?
It's impressive.
Absolutely incredible. All right, my turn. I'm going to go with Jake Pinniger.
Nice.
Not only did he make three long field goals, what were they, 44, 45, yep, and 49?
Right.
He looked real well, and if you want to say he made a fourth one, he did the last one twice.
Yes.
But he looked so confident doing that, too.
He really did. I mean, Jim, he just looked like the kind of guy that Penn State thought he was going to be when, he got to Penn State, and it took him a little bit of time to get to this point. But, man, I'll tell you what, he has maybe turned a corner here, and if he has, it is really, really, really good news for Penn State because they need a guy they can rely on. They need a guy that, is not kicking field goals though enough to be blocked and all that kind of stuff. So he's as impressive as they get. He really, truly is after this performance, and hopefully it continues because Penn State will need it to.
Well, we had thought prior to the season this kid was impressive. He wasn't just a kicker. He was an athlete. We thought he would do a good job.
Right.
And as a freshman, it maybe just took him a few weeks to get his legs under him, but he did look good. All right, who's your next one?
Etor Gross-Matos, and this is an easy one. I mean, he led Penn State with nine tackles. He had two sacks and four tackles for loss. But the biggest thing to me, Jim, about this game was not necessarily the sacks. It was the fact that when Iowa ran in his side, it more often than not was not going anywhere. And he was not, it wasn't just he was idling space and linebackers were coming to help. No, he was shutting the run down himself. That was by far his best game as a Penn State player. He ended up playing 64 of 89 snaps, which was the most for any Penn Penn State defensive end. And, you know, it was hard for the Lions to take him off the field. They had to from time to time to keep him fresh. But no doubt about it, this was his best game in Penn State colors. And he's only going to get better from here. This kid is just quietly sort of going up the ranks as the season goes on.
Oh, yeah. He was spectacular. I'll even throw in the rest of the defensive line. I know they didn't play perfect, but they made some plays.
Yeah.
And I know there were the couple penalties on Windsor, but Windsor made plays. Kevin Givens made some plays. So I think it's okay to put the defensive line in there. All right. I can't help myself. I got to get to the stock down. And okay. You could go whichever way you want as we go, but I'm going special teams. It's an easy target. Yep. I know. I'm not sure. We talked about it in our show earlier in the week, how much blame goes on the coach, how much on the players. But just every week, whether it's an onside kick, fake field goal, fake punt, and even the fake punt when Penn State does it, it's a fail. And then as Gilligan, as the punter, has not been nearly as good as he had been the year before. But this week, we had something we hadn't seen before, him just missing an easy snap. And then the next one, the snapper airmails it over his head.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah, it's coming to a point now where special teams plays used to be a chance to take a bathroom break, maybe go get another beer or a soda or a snack. Take the dog outside real quick while they go to a commercial break. You can't do it anymore, Jim.
No.
You can't. I mean, you don't know if they're going to give up a fake or if they're going to fumble the return or if KJ – I mean, on the good side, if KJ Hamler or DeAndre Tompkins is going to run one back really far or if they're going to give up an onside kick or if the field goal is going to get blocked or – you just don't know. I mean, you can't step away from them anymore. And it's been a trend all season long, good and bad.
Well, remember on the show earlier this week, I mentioned that, you know, after the opposing team scores, I get excited because you might see KJ Hamler return a kickoff. The reverse side is when I should be thrilled that the other team's getting ready to punt, I get scared to death that will they even I just want them to catch the punt. And not run into the kicker, right?
Yes, exactly right.
All right, sir, you're up.
All right, I'm going to do one more stock up, and it's for the guy we just got done talking about, KJ Hamler. I think he is just such a lightning rod, and not just him, but also Jahan Dotson. I mean, those two guys together made a big play, a couple big plays for Penn State. Hamler with another long kick return that sets up a scoring chance, and Dotson really sort of made a big third down catch that sort of slowed things down for Penn State, and that was by no means an easy catch. So stock up for those two guys, Penn State's young guns, really shining through in this game and helping them to victory.
Okay, I am going to go stock down, and I'm going to do a double one.
All right.
And I know you'll agree with this. First off, the Iowa quarterback, Stanley. Oh, my goodness.
He was just that was one of the poorest performances I've seen in some time. I mean, Jim, Penn State was just giving Iowa, you know, they were giving them open throwing lanes and saying, go ahead, Nate, try and beat us. No one's even talking about the touchdown that he overthrew the guy. I mean, all of Penn State bit on the run and – Jim, he had a guy that could have walked down 2nd Street in Harrisburg, and he threw it over his head. I mean, there was nobody within 20 yards of him. That was awful. Todd McShay apparently said before the game that this was a guy that stocked down for him, too, that this is a guy that could play in the NFL. I don't know if he could play in the XFL. I mean, he was just brutal in this game. He cost his team the game. There's no argument to be made.
Well, to stay on that theme, and I knew you were going to bring up McShay, and rightfully so. And, yes, he made a major point of that prior to the game, talking about that, which leads to I have to give the other side. You and I were texting on Sunday. I brought this up to you. Steve Levy, who was the play-by-play guy, after one of those series where Stanley was just awful, he asked McShay, is this a bad time to ask you about your big board, McShay? What a great line.
Classic.
I usually have such a problem with the announcers, but that one, he earned his stripes, I think, that on that statement alone. All right, you're up, sir.
You know, I will stay on the stock up side of things. I'm feeling overly positive today, if you haven't noticed, to Tommy Stevens. He comes in and he makes a huge scoring run after John Reed's interception return for 44 yards. And it was really, truly you know, a situation where Penn State needed a spark, and he was ready to go in for the second half. He thought, coming out of the locker room, he was the guy in the second half. Guess what? Things changed. It ended up not being his time to go in because Trace McSorley was coming back. Didn't bat an eye, didn't pout, didn't complain, went out and did his job in the second half. Big time stock up to him.
I think that that's a great call. And even though some of us were – obviously, we don't want Trace McSorley to be hurt.
Right.
We want him out there. We want him playing. It's a senior year. He has just a couple more opportunities. But, boy, I can't wait to see Tommy Stevens get an opportunity and see how, what that's going to look like. All right. Here's mine. I'm going to do the both stock up and stock down for Iowa coach Kurt Ferentz. He played the game to win. He called the game to win. But on the flip side, what in the world was he thinking on that fourth down call at the end of the first half? And I don't think it's hindsight. I think everybody looked at that at the time and said, what in the world is he doing?
And he brought a backup quarterback onto the field and just didn't – he just didn't of all the times Kirk Ferentz could have just picked to be boring, his usual boring self, he decided not to. And I'll tell you what, man. I mean, goodness. You talk about a situation where he could have really put himself, his team, you know, he could have pinned Penn State deep and just sort of been done with it for the half. And other than that, instead, you know, that he does that and gives Penn State good field for that position. I was confused about it at the time, and I still am. I mean, it was just not a good decision by him at that point of the game.
And it was a blatant and obvious 3 points that he gave up.
Right, absolutely.
Just absolutely no doubt about that. Okay, I think we got time for one or two more. What do you got, Greg?
I guess I will go, let's see here, a couple of things that jump out at me at this point. Stock down, I guess, too. I mean, you mentioned the special teams, but the punt operation just was not particularly good. I know Blake Gillikin banged one that went, you know, what, 52, 53 yards.
Yeah, late in the game when he needed it.
I mean, stock up for those punts. But you had a blocked punt. You had a punt go over his head. You had one that went just 32 yards. I mean, I don't know why he hasn't been as consistent as he's been in the past, but just hasn't been all year.
And I actually thought he was a candidate to go to the NFL.
You know what? I still think he is, but I thought he was a candidate for a lot of postseason awards this year, and he is not going to be on any of those lists.
Just no. I'm going to give one more stock up because I've been pretty negative here. I'm going to go with a stock up, and I'm going to go with the student section.
Okay.
Late in the game with that turnover, Iowa was just totally discombobulated on that play. They couldn't hear. They're trying to relay plays, and the receiver, who was supposed to get the pass, he didn't even get off the line of scrimmage.
Nope,
and
there.
That was because of the student section. Yep. So I'm going to give them credit for that late turnover. Good job, students. All right, that's it for quarter number one. We're going to be going on to quarter number two with a Big Ten roundup. Stick with us.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.